Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. After coming from behind, they scored a game-winning field goal with 8 seconds left to win 38-35.
Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
The call from Fox Sports. It took some heroic efforts by quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was suffering from an ankle injury, but still threw 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and engineered a final drive that led to the team being in field goal range to win it.
We just challenged each other, man, to leave everything out there. And I don't want to say we played tight in the first half, but you didn't see that same joy that we play with. And I wanted guys to just know that everything we worked for is for this moment. You have to enjoy this moment. You can't let the moment overtake you. I thought the guys did that in the second half, and they fought to the very end.
The Chiefs fans out there were going crazy tonight.
I'm feeling wonderful. Andy Reid got what he deserved. He finally beat the birds. They did him dirty. He did him right. Let's go, Chiefs.
Oh, no, I was definitely scared. But Andy Reid, that fourth quarter, he played the clock perfect. Of course, Patrick Mahomes, he's a trooper. I mean, ankle bad and everything, and he's still coming back and killing.
There will be more to celebrate Wednesday, where the team will be celebrated with a hometown parade at noon. Some Kansas City Metro schools will even be closed for it. Super Bowl halftime star Rihanna had a special night of her own. Correspondent Dania Backus.
Rihanna's halftime show was her first live performance in 7 years.
Rihanna packed 17 years of hits into 13 minutes and shocked fans by showing off her baby bump.
Rihanna has a 9-month-old son with rapper ASAP Rocky. Other news, another flying foreign object was brought down, this time over Michigan, as the U.S. remains on high alert over the possibility of more unidentified flying objects in the sky. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Yet another foreign flying object shot in North America Sunday, this time above Lake Huron, according to lawmakers. The latest twist of the high drama playing out in the sky. It comes a day after an American aircraft, under orders from both Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Joe Biden, brought down the foreign flying object in Canadian airspace over the Yukon.
It represented a reasonable threat to civilian aircraft.
Success.
That incident also a day after President Biden ordered the takedown of a foreign object in Alaska on Friday.
It's been 1 week since devastating earthquakes struck in Turkey and Syria. The death toll has now risen well above 30,000, and many more are feared dead. In Turkey, searchers rescued a father and his 11-year-old daughter from the rubble more than 140 hours after they were buried.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
But if the weaponized MAGA campaign isn't exactly partisan, it is entirely political. Because it's got an overriding electoral focus, and you know what it is. It's all about restoring Donald Trump, the twice-impeached former president, to the office he lost by 7 million votes in 2020 and tried to steal back in a political coup and violent insurrection against our constitutional order on January 6, 2021.
Jamie Raskin, Star Stage Screen, and of course, DC Sexy Liberal with Glenn Kirshner, which Malcolm Nance has also done, as has Adam Schiff. The Sexy Liberal streams are all crossing today. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Fugelsang, Frangela, all coming up. And by the way, when he bitch slapped Jim Jordan, one more, real quick. Jamie Raskin.
You disagree? Well, please don't take my word for it, as our chairman might say. Just listen to what Chairman Jordan himself had to say 6 months ago at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas, where he was predicting GOP victory in the 22 elections and promising that oversight of Hunter Biden's laptop and the claim that the federal government is treating moms and dads, like the ones in this room, like terrorists, would be the centerpiece of the GOP's work in the House when they got it back into power. Relaxing with a friendly interviewer, Chairman Jordan gave the game away entirely. Mm-hmm. Quote, all those things need to be investigated just so you have the truth, he said. Plus, that will help frame up the 2024 race. When I hope and I think President Trump is going to run, and we need to make sure that he wins.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're so dumb. Kevin McCarthy did that. He admitted that Benghazi was just all about hurting Hillary Clinton's poll numbers.
Two people could play this game.
Yeah.
And back to fantasy representative Malcolm Nance.
Yes.
Of New York 19.
Yes.
I would sit there and I'd go, will the gentleman yield? And they'd say yes. And I'd say, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
This is not working. You're going to lose. And that's all I'd say every time I get the mic.
Yeah. Glenn Kirshner tweeted, examples of Republicans working to improve the lives of everyday Americans. Let's see. Benghazi investigation, Hillary's emails, Hunter's laptop. Let's face it. Those who can govern do. Those who can't go on absurd investigative witch hunts.
Can we be honest?
Every time.
The Hunter's laptop thing has turned into the race to find Hunter's junk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's all they... Yeah. What's are you guys trying to tell us something?
And it's not hard to spot, I'm told.
What, anyway, Shaw?
Just saying. By the way, Malcolm, real quick. I mean,
they need that bit of spice in the Congress.
Because I'm holding my stuffed javelin that you sent me.
Speaking of Hunter's junk, what?
Okay. Yeah. Wait, what? Is it that big? David,
according to my friend Jefferson, who's seen the photos, yes, it
apparently
is that big.
It is that, yes.
Is that an ICBM in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
David Rothkopf said, make no mistake, SpaceX's decision to withhold Starlink service from Ukraine is pro-Russia, anti-Ukraine, anti-NATO, and anti-US. Do they have the right to do it? Sure. Should the US do business with this company, help it in any way? Hell no. What? Give us your take on that.
Yeah, so apparently Elon Musk has, you know, he says that he doesn't direct any of these things, and he clearly does, has directed that data link usage for drones flying off of the SpaceX, not SpaceX, off of Starlink. What Starlink is, it's a little internet bubble.
Right.
Yeah. That, you get a down signal from his satellites, and then it creates a bubble where you are, and you can fly a drone and stream video back from that drone if you're close enough to a Starlink. And it's been very important.
Yeah.
It's principal way we communicate out there in some instances. And he's decided he's going in on Russia now.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to hurt his bottom line. Starlink is not paid by Elon Musk. Starlink is being paid for by the United States Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk has never donated nothing. He made the U.S. Department of Defense pay for everything he said he donated.
Yeah.
It's a service like the satellite lift that we have. So if he would like to continue doing business with the government of the United States, I would make it eminently clear that he better do business and stay out of this political working for Moscow. And at some point, he's going to betray us. You guys know how I feel about Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. He's a fat, lazy Bond villain. All right.
Yep.
He's the actual idiot genius from The Glass Onion. And I don't think, for a South African, Nazi lover who thinks Kim.com and the head of the editor-in-chief of Stormfront, mm-hmm. the Nazi magazine, is someone we should be doing business with our government dollars.
You heard him, everybody. We're out here in Hollywood. Somebody has to make, what do we call it? Elon Musk and Donald Trump in octopus-ass bitch? Come on. Who's making
Stephanie,
it? Who's doing
that's
it?
That's no.
That, well, that,
octopunk-ass
right.
bitch?
Yeah, octopus-ass bitch.
I would just like to see a James Bond film. Where
couldn't I have said it in that? Because it's a James Bond film.
Is a gray area that I don't think you want to enter.
Well,
I've seen the movie.
Paige and Kevin Hart, all right? Black James Bond, who runs into these villains and goes, this is my opponent?
Speaking of Hollywood, I know how Ed Sullivan felt now, because it's like the Beatles live in studio. There have been women queuing up for hours to talk to Malcolm Nance, including Lucretia, the sweaty church whore of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Lucretia. You're on with Malcolm.
Hi, yes. Good morning, everyone. And Malcolm, it is an honor. And I do have to say, talk about being nervous like the town prostitute at the church picnic. Woo!
Is it the picnic? Isn't that where the real church work gets done?
Are you jealous that I'm holding his giant javelin?
Yeah, you nasty girl.
Go ahead. What do you want to ask Malcolm?
Just for show.
Okay. So I wanted to mention about Adderall McDip crap, complaining about Chrissy Teigen's fabulous tweet.
Yes.
And wanted to take it down. My thing is, like, what happened to the First Amendment and free speech? I mean, Lord Stanley Thaddeus would say god-awful stuff about everyone else, but when the shoe's on the other foot, he's losing his GD mind, which is why he is a hypocritical meow-meow-ass bitch.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Good edit.
Meow-meow-ass bitch.
I'm in.
By the way, Lindy Lee said, Biden never used the power of the presidency to pressure Twitter to remove Hunter Biden's pics. Trump used the power of the presidency to pressure Twitter to take down Chrissy Teigen's tweet calling him a pussy ass bitch.
Uh-huh.
Learn the effing difference.
Yep.
That's why the hearings blew up in their face, because it proved the point. In fact, Scott Dworkin said Trump begged Twitter to take down countless tweets so many times they kept a database. When are those Twitter files being released?
Right.
Oh, I love the way that Elon Musk takes all of these has-been loser journalists. What's his name? There has been loser Taibbi. Matt Taibbi.
Yeah.
Matt Taibbi and I had a salty exchange over Russia. He's a big Russia lover
because
he went there to, I guess, get drunk and sexually harass women. I don't know. That's the accusation.
Allegedly.
From his roommate, allegedly. But, nothing very manly.
Yeah.
But these guys are like, oh, things happened in Twitter. I wrote a tweet a month and a half ago about what Twitter... a Substack about what Twitter really was going to turn into.
Yeah.
When I called Elon Musk a lazy, fat Bond villain, it was going to turn into where he is going to weaponize and or sell your DMs, mm-hmm. your private messages.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it if they're on Twitter. He owns them. And I wouldn't be surprised if he started attacking his enemies and attacking critics by allowing people access to your private, what you thought were private communications back then.
Oy.
Don't trust people with your private communications.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Karen in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know,
I don't know if that was a moan of pleasure or pain.
The prostitute.
No,
this is a different whore.
No, this is Karen.
Oh, okay. Hey, Karen.
Yes. Hello.
Entirely different whore from Chicago.
Well, and here we go. And I have to continue the thread of Hunter Biden's junk by saying that, you know, I tune in for the expertise and the humor, but I stay for Glenn Kirshner and his giant gavel taking issue with you manhandling another man's missile.
Well, I mean, Glenn Kirshner's giant gavel and Malcolm Nance's giant javelin, it is a lot of man this Friday. Are you woman enough to take today's show, Karen?
Absolutely. I like to end... Listen, I like to end my weeks with a bang, so this is
there
perfect.
You go.
Okay. But no, what I just want to say from my heart, Malcolm, thank you for fighting for democracy. You are an exceptional human being to go over there and assist the Ukraine military in their efforts to save their democracy.
And also, you know, can I say real quick, because Malcolm's very shy about talking about his books. I want to just say that it is so important. These are like the really like seminal pieces of our time. It's not just the plot to hack America. It's the plot to hack democracy and how Malcolm is the historian of this time in our country. And I'm being serious. I mean, quite serious about the whole through line and what's happening in Ukraine and how this ties into the entire world. And they are just absolutely essential to read. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, no, and absolutely. And Malcolm, see, this is the thing. I mean, democracy is fought on all kinds of fronts, and you, boots on the ground, Glenn Kirshner fighting for accountability, Mark Elias fighting for voting rights, and all of it. It's all so important. When you're on and you give us this information, it makes us more informed. And Stephanie's 11 billion listeners, we all then take it to the streets, and then we can have more informed conversations with the people in our lives and perfect strangers and tell them why it is imperative that we all get out and vote. And I think that we have to remember, if there's another Republican president, God forbid, the next time, and let's say we do get justice and Trump is indicted and, and at the federal level, he can be pardoned by the next Republican president. And if we think that won't happen, we've got another thing coming. But thank God, I just hope that
let me give a shout out to the Steph heads as well, because this was a great tweet. You know, my talk about progressive infrastructure, you know, that there's hundreds of conservative stations. But Story tweeted, just think what a different country this would be if Reagan had not overturned the Fairness Doctrine, and there would have never been a Rush Limbaugh on Fox News. We would have had Medicare for all, solar powered cars, homes with renewable energy, cleaner air, et cetera, years ago. But, you know,
and Steph, can I just say, and Malcolm, maybe you can speak to this.
Sure.
You know, this is the thing. The Fairness Doctrine, you know, the FCC has no jurisdiction over cable news. So Fox News can do whatever they want. I think it's very troubling that they're allowed to stream for free onto our military bases, basically radicalizing our military. And then they offer free subscriptions to veterans for Fox Nation. This is a problem.
Well, it's not a problem. And here's what it's an issue. I know people have shouted at the Secretary of Defense about this. I know people who have spoken to him personally about that from the veterans community. They're trying to show impartiality and fairness. Look, I would be showing straight up malice if I were chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A station which helped form an insurrection against the government of the United States should not be shown on U.S. bases. I think that, you know, you should allow, unfortunately, TVs get stuck on those in the waiting rooms and all those things.
Yeah.
But let me make one point about your Steph heads. You guys are the foot soldiers in the defense of democracy, period. You are the people. I cannot stand meeting and seeing these people with the We the People T-shirt. You are not. We the people do not overthrow their own government for fun so that you can install a dictator that's run by a KGB officer, an ex-KGB officer. So if you don't do something yourself, I'm sorry, I have never seen a liberal billionaire. I know some. I know some. I met one in New York City who actually ran in my district a few years back. You don't see them doing the efforts that Republicans do. You don't see them saying, here's $100 million for television. Ben Shapiro, people talk about my last show with Ben Shapiro. Why was he even on television? Someone handed him $10 million to create his podcast.
But Karen's point is, like, we're doing it without that. I'm doing it from my basement, but it's not me. It's the Karens out there that are. And Karen, look at the results of the midterm. There was no red wave.
People power.
Joe Biden is president. Right. There are more of us than there are of them. Right. And so,
but if you
and here's the thing. Can I say, too, the other thing that patriots don't do is they don't defy subpoenas, okay, after an insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't write a book, put it all out there, and then now we're speculating whether Pence, you know, is going to delay showing up for his subpoena and whether or not he's going to plead the fifth. They don't plead the fifth. Patriots don't plead the fifth.
Absolutely. All right.
They don't defy this. Anyway, love you guys. Right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Love you too. Okay. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by Angie. You guys are here every day in real time to know what has gone wrong, what has happened, and what's got to be did around the house.
Everything.
Okay. Oh, like a handle in my bathroom broke off. I need to have help hanging a heavy mirror because my girlfriend moved it. It's things snowball. And then what happens? I look at my phone. I see Angie. I'm like, oh.
And the longer you put these things off, the more they snowball.
Yes. Angie's List is now Angie. Your home for everything home with 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process. Angie makes completing home projects easy from the first repair, renovation project, the work you got to do before you sell your house. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million-plus consumers to date. New digital tools, it's all so fancy. It's right in my phone. I don't need to look for those scraps of paper with random repairmen.
No more of that.
Yes. Angie has projects that are priced up front, clearly lays out the cost before you buy. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy sail me bonnie seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Oh, today's show definitely brought to you by Man Crates and all things manly. Nance, Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang, the regular man people in here. Mancrates.com. Like put the man back in romance for Valentine's
Day. Malcolm could handle a whiskey appreciation crate.
Oh.
Wait, stand by. What's the Man Crates?
Here we go.
It's a crate full of man things. This was made for you.
All right, I'm listening.
It comes with a crowbar. So that you can pry it apart when you get it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And your person that loves you gets to watch that.
Uh-huh.
That act of manliness. There's a whiskey appreciation crate. Uh-huh. There's a Grillmaster crate. Hundreds of personalized crates. How about a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like whiskey maple or root beer habanero?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I literally did not know you were sponsoring this.
Yes.
Right. I just showed them the website.
You know what that jerky is, Chris? Literally man meat.
It is.
Okay. Full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Save 20% on orders over $99. That is LOVE20 at mancrates.com. 27 minutes after the hour, Anita in San Antonio, you are on with Malcolm Nance.
Good morning, everyone. Hello. It is so good to see you home and safe, Malcolm.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here in the basement with donuts.
I cannot believe Tulsi Gabbard was whining about Hillary Clinton saying mean things about her.
Yes, you
can. That was in 2020. Hillary Clinton wasn't part of the government. She wasn't even a candidate. Yeah. How is that weaponization of the government? I'm surprised she didn't start complaining about Britney calling her fat in sixth grade.
But also, Chris pointed out the best point is I forgot she didn't say Tulsi by name. And Tulsi's like, I'm not a Russian asset. Oh, what?
Yeah. You know, and she kind of outed herself.
Yeah, the whole thing was just a big wine fest about, you know, things that weren't true, like the IRS thing or you know, just, you know, people saying mean things about them. We had to put up with Trump. Who did weaponize the government? He accused everyone of treason. Everybody that, like, the whole Democratic Party accused of treason for not applauding him. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
this was insane. It was just a big wine fest. It's a whiny little bitch committee.
Yes, exactly.
You know what's even funnier? Enough. You know, all I can say is this. Yeah. Tulsi should be talking to the head of the Rent's Too Damn High party because apparently Hillary's charging too much for living, rent free in her head. Three is just there for her. It's just too much for Tulsi to take.
Yeah. Speaking of whiny little bitches, you declared that Erica won Twitter with this tweet. I love every single mythology and folklore across the planet has that one dude that's like this weird little that ruins your life if he doesn't like your vibe. Germans have Noam, Swedes have Tomka, sorry, and Americans have Ben Shapiro. Okay. That weird little...
About the same size, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The angry chipmunk.
29 minutes after the hour. Speaking of manly, Malcolm Nansen Studio and John Fugelsang next.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. Led by an injured Patrick Mahomes, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 in a dramatic fourth quarter comeback. Correspondent Steve Futterman was at the game in Arizona.
Are the Kansas City Chiefs an NFL dynasty? Well, that's in the eye of the beholder. The Chiefs certainly are the dominant team right now in the NFL. They've been in three of the last four Super Bowls. They've won two of the last four Super Bowls, and they have a great young team led by Patrick Mahomes. He is just 27, and he appears right now to be the best quarterback in the NFL.
Chiefs fans are going wild in Kansas City, Missouri.
Everyone is having an incredible time. It's been awesome to see everyone pull through all the injuries, through all the adversity, coming back in the second half. It's been awesome.
And they'll have even more to celebrate with a just-announced parade for the team happening Wednesday at noon. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dear colleagues, your subcommittee could conceivably become part of a proud history of serious bipartisan oversight stretching from the Teapot Dome investigation to the Boeing investigation to the Watergate hearings to the tobacco hearings to the Select Committee on the January 6th attack. Or it could take oversight down a very dark alley filled with conspiracy theories and disinformation. A place where facts are the enemy and partisan destruction is the overriding goal.
Jamie Raskin, star of the house, stage screen, sexy liberal DC. Yeah. Speaking of which, oh no, it may be too much. It may be too much sexy. Malcolm Nansen studio. And here he comes.
With Fugle Sang. With John Fugle Sang.
Oh, hi, John.
What is that you're showing us?
I'm holding Malcolm Nance's giant javelin while I speak to you. Yeah, that's
I was going to say it's a very plush javelin. It's very nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of big thick. A lot of big payloads.
It's thick.
Those listening on the radio, Stephanie needs two hands to hold it.
That's about right.
And by the way, you did just hear correctly that Malcolm Nance knows how to reassemble a scope on his rifle, but he doesn't know how to sew a button on. So
I know how to sew a button. Of course, I know how to sew a button. The question is, where do you get buttons in Los Angeles?
Okay. Listen, don't tell. Somebody already told Jen Kirkman you got coffee and donuts, and she said she gets nothing and has to sit in a dog cage. And that's not entirely true.
That's not true.
There's a picture.
Wait a second. You allow Jen Kirkman to sit in a dog cage? She gets to come in the house?
Everyone's mad.
I got to pay for that stuff.
All right. Good morning, John.
Good morning from the New York Bureau, kids. Welcome.
Hey.
We have American Patriot Malcolm Nance in studio for all 3 hours. So there.
Yes, I was just saying it's great that Malcolm has taken a break from fighting Russians over there to fighting Russian stooges over here. Thank you. Welcome back to the fight, Malcolm.
Jeez, the Western Wall was crumbling back here.
You made a joke, but it is harder, isn't it? It's harder to fight.
Much harder.
The enemy is within here.
Yeah, the Russians over there are ridiculously stupid, and they do everything that we think they're going to do, and with you can hit them with rockets and do all sorts of horrible things to them. And back here, I've got to sit and listen to them run one-third of the United States government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just played, John, the president saying Putin has lost Ukraine. Malcolm's out here to talk about Ukraine on Bill Maher's show tonight. Because we're hearing from one party in the United States Putin's talking points. And the president said the same thing you had. Putin has lost.
Mm-hmm.
He is not winning in Ukraine.
Yeah.
By the way, they're also Neville Chamberlain's talking points. The same people that were really happy to call you an appeaser for so many years are now saying, "Oh, let's give Hitler Czechoslovakia and he'll behave." I got to say, my new favorite reality show has been Russia's most violent troops beating up their commanding officers' home videos. Because wow, I mean. Malcolm, I have a question. Is there a high window on a high floor with Putin's name on it? I mean, if I was Vladimir Putin, I'd be watching my own team. Yeah.
So, if you guys haven't been following my Twitter feed for a while, you notice I don't actually tweet a lot because Twitter is starting to break.
Yeah.
But I've shifted over to my big stuff is at malcolmnance.substack.com.
Yep.
Go there, subscribe, become a subscriber, be a supporter, and you'll find an article I wrote there just a week ago called How Putin Will Die. And it's an analysis of all the horrible ways, not of NATO, not Zelensky, how other Russians are going to do him in, whether suicide bombs or a bodyguard decides to shoot him or Yevgeny Prigozhin, his mercenary chief, decides to use an atomic bomb. But there's going to come a point where Putin's survivability is not beneficial to their cash flow.
Yeah.
And that's when the Russians are going to resolve it.
Historically, they do know how to have a coup against a czar, and we forget it was only 30 years ago the military tried to do it to Yeltsin.
Yeah.
These guys have a playbook.
Yeah, they do.
John, this will be known as CS Bitch Week, as you know. This is the week that it went on the congressional record that Donald Trump is, in fact, a CS Bitch. You said, remember, because Chrissy Teigen called Donald Trump a CS bitch, Trump tried to censor her like a CS bitch. And because of that, Donald Trump is a CS bitch, is now forever enshrined in the U.S. congressional record.
The best part of it all,
I call it a win this week.
During the Republican Party's "we were lying to you about Twitter all along" hearings, best part of it was when the Twitter executive had to justify not deleting that because their policy allowed 3 insults per tweet. And those 3 words count as 3, apparently. Mm-hmm. So bitch made it just under the line. That was a beautiful day. The right wing was so certain they were going to recover from the bruising Biden gave them the night before when they had their ass handed to them by this 80-year-old man with a stutter. And then they were all set to have their hearings. And sure enough, literally Jim Jordan admitted that Twitter doesn't have the power to censor anybody. Like, it's just a white trash Burning Man that they're using to get airtime on Tucker every night. That's all there is. And by the way, I was deeply, deeply hungover when I watched the Twitter hearings because my drinking game word for State of the Union the night before had been finish the job. So I was hammered.
But, you know, what's his name? Troy Nels, the congressman, said real America won't believe a word Joe Biden says tonight. And you said real America has voted for the Democratic nominee in 7 of the last 8 presidential elections. And if you Google why Troy Nels was fired from the Richmond Police Department, you'll know better than to believe him. He just bitch slapped them. You're a fantastic comedian. I've never seen somebody handle hecklers like that. I mean, he negotiated live on Social Security and Medicare and kicked their ass.
He did it. He got them all to go along with it. And, of course, he said, I'm not going to name the names of the individuals. And now every speech Joe Biden has given since then, he's been rattling off the names of those three charming senators. But it was beautiful. You know, I'm sorry, man. So he's 80. So he needs to take a nap. I'm tired of the ageism. Harrison Ford is 80. Martin Scorsese is 80. Paul McCartney and Carole King are 80. And I would vote for any of those people to run my country right now. I keep saying this guy achieved so much in 2 years. A president can do a lot when he's not thinking about his mistress or his next job. Put a 100-year-old guy in there and see what he gets done.
Yeah,
but he called him out on a lot of stuff you said as well on Twitter. We can't just go on raising the debt ceiling. The GOP party that raised the debt ceiling 3 times under Trump, 7 times under Bush, 18 times under Reagan. I mean, it just none of the facts and figures are on their side. Kevin McCarthy tweeted 100 Democrats just refused to denounce socialism. And you just said Kevin McCarthy, son of a taxpayer funded fire chief who attended public university in Bakersfield, has a taxpayer funded job, a taxpayer funded health care, never worked in the private sector, screams about socialism in a taxpayer funded building. No one calls out the hypocrites like John Louise Fugelsang.
Oh, thank you. But you know what? It's all worth it just to have Sarah Huckabee Sanders back on our lives again this week. Wasn't it worth it? Wasn't it great how Carrie Lake loaned her the filter and the background shot? you've got Joe Biden up there, and Joe knows what they think of him. Joe can read the polls, and there's a couple things he's good at. I've always said this. He's really good at drawing the contrast between himself and the other guy. So whatever his deficits are, he's always like, look at that guy and compare what we want to do. And he was up there doing his whole shtick about, I want to work with you guys. He can't even work with 2 Democrats in his own caucus. But he's still saying it because he knew Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to turn this into white trash Burning Man and give him exactly the visuals he wanted. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders comes out and it's like, oh, yeah, Republicans, remind us of how much we really do hate you. Yeah. And I want to give her credit because she spent all those years dealing with the press while the other sister wives got to stay home on the compound. So good for her. But God, they keep running their most unlikable people.
Yeah.
And they think that Ron DeSantis, the most unlikable of all, is going to be their savior. They don't seem to remember what moderates and independents did in 2022. The Republican Party is still trying to win a Republican Party primary in deep red Alabama. They're still just doing red meat for the people who are already voting for them. Joe Biden showing up saying, hey, all you independent white people, here I am. It was 2024 on display.
So the big news, Mike Pence got subpoenaed by Jack Smith. What is your take on what he's going to do? He's, by the way, up to his albino eyebrows in this. Have I mentioned that? I believe I've
heard that before.
Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, go ahead.
I think, look, let's give some credit where it's due. Jack Smith is the only person in America who wants to listen to Mike Pence talk some more. And that's that alone.
That's true.
I'm glad Mike Pence is going to get to do this before margin of error kicks his ass in every presidential poll.
Is this wife going to sweep the room for ladies?
Speaking of religious hypocrites, you tweeted, this is your reminder that more Republican senators have been arrested in public bathrooms than trans women. Thank you.
For the win.
True. True that.
Have they got to run on? What have they got to run on but Hunter Biden, who's going to sue all of them, apparently, trans children who want to use a restroom they're comfortable in. They're really fighting for you, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And by the way, these people, you know, the same people who always told us that Obama was this unqualified amateur who was in way over his head and an evil, devious socialist mastermind. Those same people are now telling us Joe Biden is this feeble dementia patient who's going to start World War III because he's a war-hungry hothead. I mean, like, they can't even keep their smears straight. I thought the balloon thing was great. I thought how Biden mentioned the balloon by never mentioning the balloon was beautiful. And you know, I don't know what you guys think about it, but I've just been asking every caller on my show on Sirius XM who comes in to say, oh, you know, Biden didn't shoot that thing down, we look weak. And I'm like, all right, how many hundreds of pounds of metal would you be comfortable crashing through a preschool ceiling in Montana?
Thank you. Like, and as Malcolm pointed out first, before a bunch of other, you know, news organizations and experts, they got nothing. Good day, sir. You get nothing. We won
that spy game. We literally have the payload.
Right.
And it told us something there, real. You can use this.
But they
on
didn't
your
get
show,
any
John.
Of our intelligence. We got theirs.
All of
Biden
theirs.
Shot it down where it was safe, John. Right. Win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It told us something about their spy satellites. They don't work as well as they think they do.
Yeah.
So they flew the balloons at a much lower altitude.
And John, this tells you everything you need to know about the Republican Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the head clown, dressed like the Chinese balloon for the State of the Union, heckling like she's at a monster truck rally. And that isn't even the worst thing she did. At the hearing, she's screaming expletives at intelligence officials. Ooh. Malcolm, did you see this? She's apparently, there was a briefing of House members. Mm-hmm. She confirmed she tore them to pieces. Others described the exchange as being expletive laden, with one person saying Greene was being irrational. When she got to ask questions, she was yelling and saying bull bleep. And, you know, I don't believe you, just screaming and yelling, irrational in my estimation.
Yeah. Isn't it great that Kevin McCarthy made all that deal so she would behave herself? Isn't it great? Could you believe Kevin McCarthy giving all these speeches about decorum and how he had ordered his caucus to behave themselves before, and they treat him like a substitute principal in junior high?
Yes,
because so they can. Because like the substitute teacher in the classroom, they know he won't be around long, so they can do this.
Yeah. By the way, John gives you advice, as he does on Twitter. He said, men, ask your doctor if you're healthy enough for sexual activity, but ask in a really butch way so we won't get the wrong idea. Thank you, John.
Wait, what?
You're just a teacher, John. You're a teacher and a healer.
He shares and he gives.
I'm here to help, and that's why I give fashion advice to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I loved the Cruella de Vil's unborn conjoined twin vest she wore the other night. But we're not giving enough credit to Kyrsten Sinema for her dress as Satan's Easter basket, which is really lovely. And also visible from space.
I like the Velociraptor.
Somebody compared that to a butterscotch candy the other day.
As it's spitting.
Yes, the Velociraptor that spit at Wayne Knight. That's what she's dressed.
Yes, right. You know, I think Vogue should do a WTF issue. And put those people on.
We love you, John. We'll see you on Sirius XM tonight.
I love you guys. I just taped interviews this week with Christoph Waltz. He was in studio.
Ooh.
And we sat down yesterday with Ilhan Omar. We're going to be airing both of those conversations on our show on Sirius XM.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.
And, I won't be watching the Super Bowl because I'm not a fan of football, but I do love head injuries. So it's always kind of awkward
Fantastic.
For me.
Fantastic. All right.
Enjoy the game.
Love you. Goodbye. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... What's that, Chris?
Is that an unsolicited testimonial?
Oh, indeed it is. Oh, thank you for asking. Judith in St. Paul says hello to all the folks at my favorite show. I was pleasantly surprised how much I love my nightgown from Cozy Earth. It has a nice weight and drape and a loose, swingy fit that makes me look good and feel happy. Who says we can't have nice things? Nobody. Judith in St. Paul. That's a fantastic testimonial. Everyone loves Cozy Earth sheets. They love the jammies, the nighties, you name it, the new plush waffle bath towels. Oh, my God. No wonder they made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That is huge. Cozier customers, over 5,000 five-star reviews, just like Judith in St. Paul's. Did I mention Cozier bedding is temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo.
That's sustainable.
Yeah, it is sustainable. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. And right now, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding. If you go to CozyEarth.com, type in Stephanie, save 35%. CozyEarth.com, the promo code is Stephanie.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Rick Wilson, former Republican. So the decision to shoot down the thing was done on Wednesday. We monitor it, jammed its sensors, gained intel on its capabilities, waited till it was out of range where the crash could cause civilian harm, shot it down, and this is what caused a million MAGAs to lose it. Malcolm Nance has some hilarious thoughts on who won that particular spy game. Spoiler alert, us.
Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Genucel. What's your gift this Valentine's Day? How about taking 10 or 15 years off your age or maybe your beloved's?
Yeah.
It's the gift of just, I'm telling you, no more wrinkles, no more, right? The under eye wrinkles we get, the frown lines, the worry line, right? None of it.
Nope. That's morning show face.
Yes. Every popular package is 70% off right now at Genucel. It includes the next breakthrough that we're all using, the Genucel Probiotic Moisturizer.
Yeah.
I just used it this morning. It's fantastic. It has all the same good stuff that's in yogurt. It gets the bad bacteria off.
But
good
for your face.
Yeah.
I love yogurt.
Thank you, Malcolm. Fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, sagging jawline, even bags and puffiness visibly disappear right before your eyes thanks to Genucel. Plus, with immediate effects, results in 12 hours or your money back. Huh? That's how's that for immediate gratification?
Hey, is that the stuff that Frangela's husband steals?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes. It totally is.
Yes. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Every order at Genucel.com from now to Valentine's Day includes a beauty box with two luxury gifts. Yours free. Order now. Final week. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie. All right. We are getting bombarded. Phone calls, emails from Malcolm. I know. I know what Ed Sullivan feels like. There's women pressed against the windows everywhere. Kelly says, I am seeing a huge Julian Assange rehabilitation push on Facebook. Do you have any idea what's behind that and who's funding that? Well, Trump is back on, right?
Yeah. He hasn't posted anything on Facebook.
Right, but he's officially been allowed back,
Yeah, I look forward to the day. I actually got in trouble in this when I was at MSNBC because we had some Julian Assange stands over there.
Oh.
And I had said, I look forward to seeing your arrival at the core U.S. courthouse in Northern Virginia. And someone took that as a personal threat.
Like,
that's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. There's already he's set to be extradited. So I think they feel like the push is coming and they want to try to rehabilitate him and that traitor Edward Snowden.
Ah, Kate in Milwaukee, you're on with Malcolm.
Oh my gosh, Malcolm, I am like a huge fan.
Kate.
And I want to
tell you something. My favorite bar in the world is in Milwaukee. It's the Safe House. I was 8 when I went to it the first time, and I was freaked out. And I was drunk when I got to the door, so they made me do something stupid. And it was broadcast. Go on.
All right, go ahead, Kate.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's so much fun. Also, I want to thank you because you hooked me up with Nicole La Femme Nikita, who I adore.
Yeah, she's great.
And she's just one of the best people ever. And I just want to let you know that, like, not only do we buy all your books, but I gift your books to just about everybody because I'm like, you guys need to read this. It's important. Mm-hmm. And I get so much feedback that they're like, wow, I had no idea. So it's really making a difference, I think, your books are. And then I do have one question. When you are on the front lines and you are dealing with Russians, are you seeing any, troops that actually, like, want to defect and get out of the situation? Are they, like... Or is this totally like they just have no idea and are brainwashed and are just
having
to live by their psycho dictator?
My first 3 months, I worked for the Directorate of Military Intelligence, which is Ukraine's version of CIA. Mm-hmm. And let's just say, I can't say specifically what we've done. Let's just say that subject came up a lot.
Yeah.
Giving them avenues of escape, giving them the ability to not defect, to withdraw from the war, to resign from the war, so that they'd have the honor of not surrendering. The Ukrainian prisoner camps are run by the Red Cross. They are like luxury, they're essentially like FEMA housing, but much better. They are really, really good condition. And the Russians just don't know that. They're living in horrible conditions. They're being killed in droves.
Dana.
So, yeah, but we think about that a lot.
Dana in New Mexico, real quick. You're on with Malcolm. Hey, Dana.
Hi, I just wanted to say I hit the treasure trove today with all of you. And speaking of Tulsi Gabbard, I'm originally from Hawaii, and she pulled the same thing over there with her parents. And her father is in legislation. I don't think he's there now, but thank you for bringing it up again. Thank you guys all for all doing an awesome, awesome job to help awaken people up. And I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. All right. Well, about to get real up in here.
Don't get cray.
Malcolm Nance and Fridays with Frangela.
Yep.
Bam.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay.
I like the way you think, Griffin. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.